you up.
Fuck your followers. Fuck your followers. You're a fucking fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
Not what the fuck matter.
You're a white male. Fuck all you Zion bitch. Fuck all you racist bitch.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
These people are literally all humping me right now. I'm literally... Are you a Christian pastor? This is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it, and that's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you the drag queen story?
My face, motherfucker.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Fuck.
Get out of here.
Go. How you doing today, chicken? You're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
There's so many reasons. I don't want to go into it. Remember wars, because it's just not, I might tag.
What now?
I'm literally chasing a chicken. Got it live on video.
Like young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know
wow.
What? If someone were to
you're
come
behaving
up,
like a fascist.
No.
This guy's
no,
literally
no.
In my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You! I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to assault
you. What are you doing? Don't touch my equipment.
I'll cut your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
Dude, just lift my camera. What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth?
I'd say yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls?
I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry he's your son. You did a shitty job.
Our president can grab a woman by the pussy. I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault? Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friend. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies.
Scoff! Scoff!
I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke. What don't you like about the travel ban?
You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
For our border.
You are such a piece of shit! He's this close to getting the dog shit kicked out of his ass!
Why are you getting so close?
I want you out of my face.
Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from Infowars.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like
Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theory. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Thursday, August 7th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room, the fastest 3 hours. On the internet, start now. And we are loaded. We got about 30 video clips here. Let's see, we got about 8 different stacks of news. Some cultural stuff that I hope we can get to today. We've got good news out of the White House. Some of Trump's executive orders and economic policies are definitely turning out to be working, specifically the tariff field. It's still kind of an unknown long term, but there's definitely been good results so far in the short term. I would say the good has outweighed the bad in the short term. I don't think really there's any room for debate. You could argue that there could be some issues down the road, but right now it's definitely been a positive. And it goes to show you, again, it's the fake news left media, and it becomes the boy that cried wolf. And so Trump can come out again and for the fourth or fifth time, whatever it is, say, oh, the Epstein thing is a hoax. And so if the left-wing media reports on it, then a lot of Trump's base that's not really that politically informed, it's like a baseball fan that likes to go to the games but doesn't really know much about the actual game or the rules or the players. But they like to go to the games and cheer and wear the hat. But you start to ask them about, you know, oh, well, what's the history of this team and the history of the game and different idiosyncrasies or rules, and they don't really know. But they wear the hat and they cheer. So, but it's the same thing. Oh, the tariffs are going to crash the stock market. The tariffs are going to raise prices. And it just hasn't happened. You could argue, I don't know if it's the tariffs that have resulted in the stock market going up. I think that's more of the other deals that Trump is getting done here. But it's all an economic policy approach. But they can now, it's the boy that cried wolf in the left-wing media, where now they can even report a truth. They could report something real about the Epstein story, and then people will just say, oh, nope, CNN reports it, I don't believe it. So that's why many times, and there's a couple examples I have today, hell, even Drudge has to put it at the front of their landing page. That's why many times when there's a story that might kind of divide on political lines, but it's like, no, this is the reality. It's not a right-wing thing. I'll find a left-wing source. And I got a couple examples of that today, including in this, actually multiple stacks of geopolitical news, but I guess really there's one stack, and then it's this ongoing issue that we have now with our country and having this Israel first agenda. And that's really what it is. And you know, I consciously do this with good reason, and I can prove it again today, but it's like, I've got stories today that you would say are anti-Israel, but they come from Israeli sources. They come from Jewish outlets. I actually like to go visit. A lot of these news sources do pretty good news as far as figure out what's going on over there or how it ties into what's going on over here. So I got a couple examples of that, but no, I'll separate Israel from Jewish people, even though, because it's not fair to just lump all Jews into one train of thought, even though people like Mark Levin will try to do that. That's why he's a bigger threat to Jewish safety in this country than anyone else. Even though a court ruling is now saying no. Israel equals Jew, and so now if you say something negative about Israel, the court looks at that as a hate crime. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But see, I can separate Israel from Jewish individuals that can have all kinds of different opinions, like black people or white people or anybody else. You don't lump everybody in. But, okay, I can separate a Jewish individual with his own thoughts or her own thoughts versus Israel and what their government is doing and what their military is doing or the dynamics of their relationship with our government or influence over it. But no, now, no, there's stories now. They don't even hide it anymore. The Trump administration is destroying DEI, right? They're celebrating this. They're promoting this. Oh, but except there was one aspect of it, specifically at Brown in Columbia, who have been targeted by this. They're allowing it for Jewish students, so they can still get specific funding for things that are only for Jewish students. Security, liaisons, events. So see, that becomes an issue where now you're actually trying to pit Americans versus Jewish people. Not an issue over here with Israel and foreign influence and foreign entanglement. No, now you're actually, now the administration is actually trying to set apart Jewish students from all other students, like they've done in the past to whites or to Asians. We've all seen it. And they say, see, we've defeated DEI, but except we're going to keep all this special stuff in there for Jewish students. Oh, but see, I'm not, this isn't coming from a left-wing source. This isn't even coming from some anti-Semitic right-wing source. No, this is from a Jewish news outlet reporting this. And guess what? The Jewish individual reporting this doesn't like it. So you see, I could pull it from CNN. They'd say, well, that's a left-wing anti-Semitic site. I could pull it from another right-wing site. They'd say, oh, that's a Nazi site. So I'll go to a site that's run by Jews, very, very, very pro-Jew. And they say, nope, this is the truth. It's favoritism. Here it is. Now, I go off on that tangent only to say, only to just show that you can't become the dog that gets wagged by the tail. And I'm not even going to get into any Epstein stuff today. I don't have any Epstein stuff, I don't think, on my desk. It's just an example where I think Trump just figures it's all a numbers game. And he just figures, well, I'll just come out and say the Epstein thing is a hoax and people will just believe me or they'll just think it's left-wing fake news. So even though it's not a hoax, even though it's a very real issue and even though a very large portion of his base is disgusted by how he's handling this and the PR, he probably just figures, eh, it's a numbers game. I'll just deny everything, call it a hoax. And the majority of people will just think it's fake news because they've been lied to so much by these corporate news outlets, so won't be an issue. Well, I guess they kind of mismeasured that because it's a gigantic issue. But you can't just say, oh, that's CNN, it's not true, or oh, that's just fake news, it's not true, or that's just this, it's not true, or that's this, that. And I see this now, too, where it's like, they'll even try to do that to myself or to Alex. And I was listening to the Alex Jones show earlier, and I don't know if this is what was, you know, causing him to go off on a little rant, a couple rants today. But, you know, talking about how, hey, I've been here for 30 years. I have a track record. You're an online social media account that just popped up for an election cycle, and you're going to tell me what's what? You're going to say I'm fake news now? You're going to say I'm fake MAGA now because I don't report things that you like to see and you want me to be in your cult? And maybe that's what it is. It's very cult-like behavior. And if you've ever noticed, or have even studied cults, whenever you reject the cult, they get very violent against you. And it's a defense mechanism. Whenever you go against the cult or you reject, I don't want to end the cult, they get very violent and aggressive against you. It's a defense mechanism that cults have. So I guess that's what it is. It's like, hey, I'm not picking up the pom-poms. I'm not going to sit here and kick my leg in the air every time, you know, Trump farts and say, oh my gosh, go Trump. When he does great things like what the results of the tariffs have been, we'll say, wow, fantastic. Looks like this is going to work out great. And then when he does things that are just awful, like, oh, Epstein was a hoax, we're going to say, that's horrible. Why are you doing that? But let's move on because you probably understand that. Now, other news here with the FBI, and it was about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 hours of the Jones Show today covered this, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it other than to just say, yeah, they got rid of the deep state assets. And look, I won't try to claim like we know too much about these guys individually, but these were the guys carrying out deep state actions. And it was well known. And so it just shows you not only are they going after the people that were watching over January 6th, they're going after the people that were running all the federal entrapment schemes, including in Michigan, because it was a lot of the same people. All right, Alex Jones in studio, go ahead.
Well, you know, Kyle Sarabin's totally vindicated. These major firings are on. I was just talking to him, major new stuff he just got from his sources. Like, he's all in the FBI. I said, hey, what are you going on with your breaking stuff? I know you got a clear show. If you want him on, get them to set him up. He's ready to go. Because this is breaking huge. It's up to you.
All right, we'll get that lined up. So they've obviously identified who was running all the actions. But see, this is where you start to run into an issue.
But see, that's good news, Owen. We've got grand juries in panel. They're firing people.
I'm going to push back then, Alex. Here's what I'm going to say. And it's not even about this. It's not arrests. That's what I want. Okay? Period. End of sentence. And I know you do too, Alex.
You want an arrest? You got arrested for attacking a
Exactly. Cat. Exactly. So my rights were violated.
Here's the deal. We're like stuck in the mud. We're starting to go out of it. So be optimistic.
Alex, I have a solution. All right. No. I have the solution, actually, yeah. Alex. I am converting. I am Jewish now. I'm going to put on my yarmulke, and now I might get some attention. They might arrest the people that fake swatted me. Mm-hmm. They might arrest the people that assault me in the streets.
I made the joke that I was Jewish. Say, here's the problem. As much as we don't like Israel, then the Nazis are so fake, and we joke and say we're Jewish, they'll say it. I am Jewish. And they're going to like, Jones says he's Jewish. No, I am Jewish. I am a space alien. So, oh, and you
No, are. I'm doing this. I'm converting now so I can get some things done that I want done. That's what I'm going to do. Because, you know, you just have to realize what it is. Like if a pitcher throws fastballs, say, oh, okay, I'm going to anticipate a fastball. Well, I know the administration puts the priorities of Jews first. Like a little college student girl who gets into an argument with a guy in a gym. It's a federal investigation. It's a federal case
now.
My God.
I hear everybody's pissed at Israel. That's good. My point is we've got major traction. This is a new scandal where everything Sarafin said about that plane and the J6 people and the Raiders. I'm telling you, they are flipping out right now.
Yeah, people are going to get fired, and that's good, but people need to go to jail. And that's what
Okay, well, that's how we get there. So it's an important story. That's why we get the story out to put them in jail. We're getting close, though, and first time grand jury's impaneled. Never happened before.
There's never been a grand jury before?
No, Trump never impaneled Trump's DOJ. You keep going. They didn't put any criminal referrals. This ain't a criminal referral, Owen. They have grand juries impaneled. We hold their feet in the fire. It happens.
Let's hope so. That's what we're doing.
No, it's like Kennedy. 3 weeks ago, he was on vacation, and they authorized mRNA shots. And I said, I bet he didn't know. He fires the panel, fires the people, and just freaking banned all of them. I'm telling you, we're in a tug of war. We don't take our ball and go home, Owen.
Who's taking their ball and going home?
I'm not. You got the people on one side saying don't trust anything out of the administration who don't know what they're doing. You got other people that just say it's all screwed, don't do anything. I'm the person saying there's a battle over the future of this. Anyways, just listen to me.
I have less faith than you, but I haven't disagreed with
you.
No,
it's not that I have faith. We don't have a choice but to try to beat these people. We got a real shot at it. You understand? There's a tug of war over who's going to control this.
Yes. I don't have any idea, Alex. I have no idea. Explain it to me, please.
Well, I mean, it's easy.
I mean, it's not like I come on here and, you know, push back against this stuff. It's not like we've stood up in front of Congress.
I'm not pushing back. I'm saying this is the first time in 8-plus years of Trump being in and out of office that they have impaneled grand juries. Regardless, finally the J6 captain that ran all the persecution against you and others just got fired and a bunch of other people because we spotlighted their ass. Don't underestimate the power we've got.
Beautiful. I don't. So I want arrests. So that's what I want. So I listen and I agree and I say I want arrests.
I know. That's very sophisticated. You said it eight times. What I'm telling you is that this is a new giant scandal. Trump is not going to learn about all the operatives inside the system. And this, we've just blown a giant hole in their ass. So I'm telling you, look how far we've come. This stuff doesn't it's like Force 10 from Navarone where they blow up the dam. It doesn't collapse right away. Just be patient. And then attack or it won't happen. We have I sense victory. I smell blood. But we've got to push it.
I am pushing it. What is the problem here? I'm the one demanding stuff go farther.
Listen, Carl Serafin was the guy 5 months ago said you're not getting the Epstein Files. He's been a huge pessimist. He smells blood today. This is big time, buddy. Okay? So I'm telling you, it's going down like Donkey Kong. And we need to press this all the way out right now. That's what I'm telling you right now. Okay? So the public is pissed. The public wants indictments. We already know that. Instead of just saying they want indictments, Trump doesn't know all this stuff. He's now learning about it. There's total flip-outs happening. That the guy that raided his house is flying Cash Patel's plane around. That the people that put out challenge coins were there in deep poo-poo. I think Cash Patel's going to get axed over this or others. This is big. Alex Jones is always right, Owens.
Patel, you think Patel will get fired?
I'm telling you that victory is within our grasp.
What is victory? I'll define victory right now.
When I got on air 31 years ago.
The question is, how many arrests?
When I got on air 31 years ago, 1% knew about this. Now like 30% know. You're sitting there.
That's a separate issue. That's a completely different issue.
Listen, I'll leave you alone. I just came here to off right now. It's all over, folks.
Okay, shut it down. There you go. You just heard from Alex. Shut it down.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, they didn't ban 22 mRNA shots. They're not trying to. Yeah, nope.
There you go. Go to break, guys. Play break. There you go. Just heard it. Go ahead. No, I'm serious. Go to rebroadcast.
Did better. The red is President Trump. The blue is President Biden. Every single income group did better under President Trump. But what's really amazing is look what happened under Biden. The lowest income group lost income.
We're live from the White House. Go ahead.
Four years after Biden's presidency, no gain virtually whatsoever for the middle class. And the rich was the only group that did better under Biden, which is ironic because Biden keeps saying he was trying to get rid of income inequality. He made income inequality worse, not better. It was President Trump that reduced income inequality.
These numbers just came out, by the way.
Yep. And then finally, these are the numbers just I just showed you in percentage terms. Mr. President, these are the numbers in dollar terms. So even the lowest income 25th percent gained about $4,000 in income. That's a lot for a lower income family. $6,400 for the middle class and almost $10,000 for the richest. So you can see every income group did better under Trump than Biden by a wide margin. That's the story.
I think when you look at them, they're all something, but this one chart really says it better than anything. If you look at this, this is great, but this chart is pretty amazing right here. All new numbers. Okay. So we're going to go now over to East Room, and we're going to celebrate some very brave people with the Purple Hearts. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, just to follow up on the India tariffs, do you expect increased trade negotiations, you know, since you've announced the 50% tariff?
No, not until we get it resolved.
Mr. President, is your deadline for Vladimir Putin agreeing to a ceasefire still stand tomorrow? Or is that fluid now that talks are...
Say it, what?
Is your deadline still standing for Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire tomorrow? Or is that fluid now?
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed, yeah.
Does Putin have to meet with Zelensky in order and before you and Putin have to meet?
Or
you
no, no.
Are you hoping you're willing to? That's actually important because President Putin said this morning he was pretty dismissive of this idea of meeting with President
Zelensky. Who was?
President Putin was.
I don't know. I didn't hear
him. For you to meet with him, he doesn't have to agree to meet with Zelensky. Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't. No, no.
So when do you think that meeting?
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing. So last month, they lost 14,000 people killed. Last month. Every week is 4,000 or 5,000 people. So I don't like long waits. I think it's a shame. And they're mostly soldiers. They're Ukrainian and Russian soldiers. And some people from the cities where, you know, missiles are lobbed in and you'll lose 35, 40 people a night, which is terrible. But no, mostly it's soldiers. And you're talking about, on average, 20,000 a month. 20,000 people are dying a month, young, generally young people, soldiers. We're going to speak in about soldiers. We'll see you over for Purple Hearts.
And you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things, and their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great to fog lifting to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So start going to take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now, a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. It'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theoffshoresword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oy vey, you all just saw it. I was struck. I was assaulted. A madman came into this studio. A mad anti-Semite, a Jew hater. A radical leftist Islamo-fascist came in here and insulted me. I demand justice. This cannot stand. You all saw it. Blatant assault and battery. Threatened to kill my entire people. It's basically a holocaust up in here. My God. Oy vey. I'm calling my lawyer. I also happen to be a lawyer. I'm also calling my rabbi and my dildo salesman. This cannot stand. You can't come in here during a holy transmission and disrupt like this. And see, you should have figured it out by now, you silly goy. You should have figured it out by now. But in case you hadn't, there were some Christian pro-life activists that just got brutally beaten in the streets. Brutally beaten. And they're not going to jail the assailant. Don't you get it, stupid goy? It's because you're not Jewish. If those victims that got beaten to a bloody pulp would have been Jewish, then their assailant might be going to prison. But because they're just Gentile, because they're just goy, their assailant will see no jail time. And by the way, the same thing happened in Cincinnati. We all saw it. Some white people got brutalized in the streets by some non-whites. And they're already releasing those assailants from jail. It turns out some of them were already in jail. And now those same victims, these white Christians, go in front of the media and they say, where's my justice? And they say, where are the arrests? Why won't anybody do anything to protect me? It's because you're not Jewish. Don't you get it yet, goy? Convert or be left behind. It's never been more clear. I've made my choice, and I know the only chance I have to save America is to convert to Judaism and make my demands to this administration. Because if I don't, I don't know if they'll ever hear it. And everybody in the administration lets you know how important it is. They're all telling you. The signs are all right there. You don't have to believe Rabbi Schroyer, fresh new convert. By the way, we have the tinfoil yarmulke, serves multi-purposes. We're selling it right now for 99 shekels. You can get your tinfoil yarmulke for 99 shekels right now at rabbischroyer.com. Not affiliated with Rabbi Schmully yet. Not affiliated with the Red Heifer. Actually, maybe I am affiliated with the Red Heifer. I did actually talk to those that are trying to find the Red Heifer right now. They just burned one alive for fun. So you see, I'm doing this to save my country, but my tinfoil hat yarmulke, it blocks space lasers. It blocks aliens from reading your brain waves. It also allows the public to know you're a conspiracy theorist. But most importantly, it gives you Jewish power. So Rabbi Schroyer here, now more powerful than ever. Ha ha ha! So now when I ask of the Trump administration to go after the people that have wronged me and my people, and my country, they have to listen. I heard Dan Bongino, I heard Cash Patel, I heard Jeanine Pirro, I heard them. I know Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Netanyahu are running things in there with Susie Wiles. So you got to adapt and convert. It's the only way. So yes, it's the only way to save America. Become Jewish and make your demands for this administration. And they will come through for us. Otherwise, good luck. Good luck. We're just adapting to survive, people. That's all. Adapting to survive.
All right. Do you like my tinfoil hat yarmulke, by the way? This was a Rob Dew creation. Rob Dew, he whipped this thing up. He even had it blessed by a rabbi, I think, at some point in the process. We almost went full Wailing Wall behind me. I was like, well, we already did that bit.
Boy,
I will sell this to you for 99 shekels, though. Is that a lot? What's the conversion rate there? Okay. Put this nice here. We all know the truth. Guys, we all know the truth, don't we? Yeah. We all know what really goes on here. We all know who really runs things, huh? Yep. The power. The absolute unmitigated power. All right, so here's the deal. We are going to have two FBI whistleblowers coming up in the next hour. And we'll get into the latest developments at the FBI, and then apparently there's new developments. But that was Trump at the White House. That was live, just showing some of the graphs, some of the charts when it comes to the tariffs and everything coming in. I got more news on that we're going to get to. Do you guys remember, though, back before I was a convert, remember the last time Trump was doing graphs like that? You guys remember that? Who was around for that? I think our whole crew was there for that. When we did the Stop the Steal tour in 2020, we had those big, just like he had, we had those big graphs printed out on that poster board. And we went around to like, I think it was like 20 different states, and I did that presentation. Yeah, right there. Good job, crew. And then Trump did basically the exact same presentation from the White House. Now, this time Trump got me on the graphs. Now, I do have a graph, though. By the way, I was serious about that story. These pro-life activists got mauled. I mean, severely beaten in the street, badly. And they have decided not to jail the guy who did it. A 73-year-old and an 84-year-old. And they were outside the Planned Parenthood praying. And some complete lunatic comes up and beats them to a pulp on the streets. Not going to get jail time. Not going to get jail time. So that wasn't just part of that bit that I kind of concocted in my head there in the break. But that's pretty nuts. That's pretty nuts. Now, that's a Baltimore issue. That's a local issue. But that's insane. And then you find out it's a similar thing. And I don't want to get to this now. I've got it for later on. But that woman, it was a woman and I think two guys or something that got beaten up in that Cincinnati street brawl. And now she's come out and spoke to the press and she's like, they're not even doing anything. And it ends up being that one of the assailants had just gotten out of jail. So it's just madness, these local jurisdictions. It's insane, these leftist liberal prosecutors and judges. It's just nuts. It's just insane, man. So we'll have that coming up later. So I suppose since we did the bit, I can kind of, you know, because comedy has to have some anchor to reality or it's not really funny. And so there is an anchor to reality. Now, there are legal precedents when it comes to burning a flag, specifically an American flag, that this is a First Amendment right. Well, there's a new court case, Jewish Journal headline, the day the Jewish star shone bright in court, forward.com, this is another Jewish outlet run by Jewish reporters, targeting the Star of David is now racially motivated, judge rules. So to give you kind of the facts of the case and then the precedent being set here, there was a lady who had a Star of David flag that she was holding over her shoulders like a cape. And some I don't know if it was, I'm assuming it was left wing because the left wing gets violent. I haven't seen any right wing anti-Israel activists get violent. It seems to be only the left wing ones. So, in fact, I don't even know if there's any right-wing anti-Israel voices or activists that ever even go out in the streets with this. But, so this guy comes up and basically he's trying to rip the flag out of her hands and ends up, I guess, dragging her to the ground. Well, the judge is now stating that because it was a Star of David Israel flag, that represents Jewish people, and since this individual committed a crime against that flag, it is now considered a hate crime. So the precedent has now been set. Somebody will probably do this. I don't suggest it. I wouldn't tempt this fate. But yeah, let's see. What do you think would happen? I guess they already did it, didn't they? They already were burning Israel flags in D.C. at one point. These leftist groups, I believe, were already doing that. But now, watch out. Judge says that's a hate crime. Now imagine Because as I say, I don't sit here and look at the decisions Netanyahu makes and then look at my Jewish friends or other Jewish Americans that I like to talk to and say, wow, how dare you? Because of something Netanyahu does or something Mark Levin or Ben Shapiro says. Of course not. Because of what the Israeli military or government does. Just like I don't want somebody on the other side of the planet that sees the crap that the American military does or the American government does and then say, it's you, it's your fault. No, I don't want that. No, I'm against that. I call that out. Oh, but see, now the precedent has been set. No. The Israeli flag represents all Jewish people. It's not just about a country now. So if you burn that, you could be looking at a hate crime charge with this new precedent that's just been set. So be careful now. Be careful out there, liberals. You plan on burning a flag. This was the decision, quoting from the decision. The Star of David emblazoned on the Israeli flag symbolizes the Jewish race. Targeting the Star of David is as racially motivated as using a highly offensive racial slur like the N-word, said Judge McFadden. Oh, I didn't know using the N-word was a crime. I wonder if these Orthodox Jews burning the Israeli flag would face hate crime charges. But no, this is a new precedent now. This is a new precedent now. Now, I don't like people burning the American flag, and I would say, just like I would say about the Israeli flag, if you burn the Israeli flag, and maybe there's a Jew or an Israeli there, and they don't like that, and they decide to sock you in the face, well, that's probably, you know, that's a risk you take. Now, that person will probably get charged with an assault, maybe, but yeah, it's like I see, because I saw this in Cleveland in 2016 at the RNC. Joe Biggs was there, veteran Purple Heart recipient. By the way, today is Purple Heart Recipient Day, August 7th. Today we honor the brave. The Purple Heart is the oldest military award and one of the most prestigious the U.S. bestows upon its service members. On Purple Heart Day, we pause to honor and remember the bravery and sacrifice of our wounded and fallen heroes. So Purple Heart Day. So Joe Biggs, Purple Heart recipient, still waiting to get his pardon. Thank God he got released from jail at least. But no, he saw a guy burning the American flag in Cleveland, and he busted through a crowd of people to try to stomp it out and, you know, got into a little skirmish. So it's like, yeah, okay, I'd say you have the right to burn your own property. You have the right to burn the American flag. It's your own property. It's your own speech. I don't like that. I think you're an a-hole. But yeah, and I see a veteran. I see a Purple Heart recipient that takes that a little more personally maybe than me. Decide he wants to kick you, punch you. Yeah. Actions have consequences. So just like, okay, you go up to a woman and try to rip her flag out of her hand. She ends up on the ground. Yeah, you're getting charged. You're a criminal. Absolutely. But now they're going to say, because she's Jewish, because it's an Israeli flag, we have to charge you even more seriously. We have to up the charge now. We have to make this more than a normal case? And so this is my frustration as we get through this. And really, these two things are probably totally separate. But this is my frustration with the administration. I don't think this has anything to do with this new legal precedent or all the favoritism that you're getting if you have an issue from an Israeli perspective or from a Jewish perspective. But from the deep state perspective, yeah, they put thousands of innocent Americans in prison. They stole an election. They essentially faked a pandemic, shut down the economy, and then forced a deadly vaccine on people. So yeah, I'm not satisfied about a grand jury. I'm not satisfied about a couple FBI agents getting walked out the door. I want arrests. I want arrests. So I make a joke like, oh, if I was Jewish, they'd get arrested. And that's just a joke. I don't think that's the truth. I separate these two things entirely. But getting back to this issue, so you've got this girl, a graduate student, and I guess she had some job on campus too. I'm unclear. She gets into an altercation with this guy at the gym who has an IDF shirt on, and it's a verbal altercation, and it looks like there might have been some mix-up on the machine, and she tries to grab her water bottle. I don't know. It's very unclear. But see, I would also just say this. They obviously have cameras. The gym obviously has security cameras. There's no way. I'd be stunned if the Florida State University gym, rec center, weight room doesn't have cameras and didn't have this on camera. So, I mean, this is an assumption, but I would assume if there was a physical altercation that should result in an assault charge, because that's what she's faced. Well, battery. FSU employee charged with battery. Now the Florida State is even reviewing her eligibility, I guess, as a student and as an employee there. No, I would guess woman accused of anti-Semitism charged with battery, showing a woman using explicit criticizing Israel, charged with battery. So criticizing Israel is battery? And again, there's a weird moment in that video where it looks like she's like reaching over. It looks like she's grabbing a water bottle or something. It doesn't look like she's trying to, I mean, I don't know. To me, it doesn't look like she's trying to go after the individual. I don't know. We all know these leftists can get physical. But I would assume, I'd say 98.9% chance that altercation was caught on a Florida State gymnasium security camera. And I would also assume that the victim, the guy in the IDF shirt, has lawyers on this that have requested that video. Now, maybe they got it, maybe they didn't. I would say the odds are that they have. And you know, given the nature of this situation, if there was a physical altercation, if there was a battery, they would be releasing that footage. Absolutely. So the fact that we haven't seen security camera footage from the weight room tells me that no, she did not physically batter that man. She might have aggressively leaned over or leaned in. Maybe she was grabbing something she left on the machine, or maybe she thought about doing something. But to me, I mean, battery? Battery? Do you think you would have a similar outcome? By the way, the federal government is involved in this. The federal government is involved in this now. So actually, upon further review, actually, it looks like he might even assault her. Again, I don't know. You can only see so much because he's just sitting there filming. But it looks like, to me, it looks like she's reaching over there. Like, maybe the whole altercation became an issue because of they were trying to use the same machine. To me, it looks like she's reaching over to grab something, and then he whacks her arm. But I don't know. It's unclear. In fact, I think you can see a security camera even in that shot at the end. Of course it's on security camera. Folks, there's security cameras everywhere. Look, I can see two right there. I believe those are two security cameras right there. I can see them. Would you guys agree that those are probably security cameras right there? Pause it right there. I mean, I don't know. I guess they could be lights. But the point is, if this woman battered him, there is most certainly another angle of this that they would be pushing out to say, see, look at the anti-Semitism. Look at this woman. She battered a man. Hold on a second. Somebody's in my ear. Are you guys talking to me? I can't tell. You guys were just in my ear, or was that a video audio glitch? What was that? Okay, sorry. We're getting our guests lined up. Oh my gosh. So the federal government is involved, and they're investigating this, and we're thinking about charges for battery and hate crime because of a verbal altercation at the gym over a goofy liberal college student who doesn't like an IDF shirt. Can you imagine the roles reversed? Imagine somebody wore a Free Palestine shirt, or imagine somebody wore like a I Like Hamas shirt even, and maybe a pro-Israel activist or a Jew saw that and flicked them off and said some explicitives, and maybe there was some weird... Do you think it would be the same issue here? Do you think there would be a federal case in defense of the guy in the Free Hamas shirt? Do you think the federal government would be acting on behalf of the individual in the Free Palestine shirt? Do you think there would be a federal case? Do you think the university would be looking at it as a hate crime? Do you think? Now, moving on, because, hey, the Trump administration has defeated DEI, except not really. Again, this is a Jewish outlet. So I could bring it from the left, and they'd say, oh, it's the anti-Semitic left. I could bring it from the right, they'd say, oh, it's the anti-Semitic left. Forward.com, go right to their landing page. They are a Jewish news outlet. Trump bans DEI at universities but endorses it for Jewish students. So it turns out, this is at Brown and Columbia, where they've had the big back and forth with the Trump administration, and then paid a bunch of money out. Well, as part of the settlement, it mandates that the schools have an exclusively Jewish student liaison there to support any Jewish student needs, and they have protected characteristics. I mean, it's crazy. They will have Jewish exclusive facilities on campus. They will have Jewish only events, and they will have a dedicated budget for security at the Jewish only facilities now on campus. They will also be forced to undergo training. Like, you know, you maybe, if you've been to college, you may recall, you get there and then they give you some slideshow about orientation, sure, but it's beyond orientation. Like, you go through orientation, but then you have to do like a 3-hour deal on drinking and drugs and sex and other stuff that you might want to get into in college. And so you do like these internet slideshows and stuff. Now they got a new one for you on anti-Semitism. By the way, they're all stupid. What is this? A kindergarten here? These are 18-year-old students. Let's just stop it. But here's the reverse effect. Because look, I don't want somebody being targeted because they're Jewish. I'm not going to sit here and deny there's a rise of anti-Semitism. Just like I don't want somebody targeted for being white or black or anything. But see, the issue is that you have all these people crying about Jews getting better treatment and this administration being all about Jews, and then you can say, oh, that's not true, but then you just give them more evidence like this. Now you've got a federal police probe over a car with a swastika on it. I kid you not. A car with a swastika. There's a federal investigation. No crime involved. Now, there was a crime in St. Louis where somebody firebombed multiple vehicles and then wrote death to the IDF on the street, which is extremely suspicious. There's a federal investigation into that.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. now. The best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.